And remind all of us that this is the last week that we're working, we'll be going for recess. So bear with us, we're trying to push everything through. Even today we'll deal with two departments in one. Firstly, let me thank departments for adhering to our request that we meet today. We wanted to finalize the tourism bill and get a little bit of space. So even if we waive the 3-day rule, that by Thursday at least we do our way with the tourism bill. So it's far better if we had a meeting. That is why we swapped with Honorable Adam. It was his meeting today. So thanks also to the department for adhering to this request. Due to that, we'll start with the tourism bill so that we dispose of them. We've met 3 times with them and we could not finalize this issue. They even flew to Pretoria at one stage. We couldn't finalize it. Last week they were also here. So we want to dispose of it. So with your indulgence, I want us to start with the tourism bill. We've got mandates now, final mandates from provinces. Oh, in the Eastern Cape is not here. Where is on our funding? I know you can't answer the question, you're saying how things, but so I must take the responsibility. Yes. You remember that we had a meeting in Pretoria on the 17th of September. Do all members have those minutes? Anyone without the minutes, I want us to start with those minutes. 17th of September, Sheraton Hotel, Pretoria. So that DTI can see that sometimes we meet in Pretoria and then take us there. Let's go through the minutes, page 1. We forget the spelling, page 2. Page 3. Which is the most important, page 3, it has got decisions of the committee. Page 4. Can I get the mover? Hello, Adam.
I hereby move, Chair, for acceptance of the minute.
Honorable Adam. Abraham.
I second.
Honorable Abraham.
Thank you, Chairperson. I second.
Okay. We've done with the minutes, moved and seconded. Now let us go to the tourism bill. The final mandate. These things are not in order.
I've been
on the previous one, minutes. I don't know whether anybody,
when we meet in
Pretoria,
my name is not already.
I think you need to have a word with Martin. He's got something. You crossed his line somewhere. Martin is Honorable Nyami, doesn't appear on the minutes and he says it's you. I I start with the Eastern Cape because the daily, the special delegate is not there. Tourism bill, number of bill, B44D 2012, date of deliberation 24th of October 2013. The province support the bill and mandates the Eastern Cape delegate to the NCOP to vote in favor of the adoption of the bill. So that's the final mandate of the Eastern Cape. Now let's go to Free State.
Yes, thank you, Chair. This deliberation to happen on the 7th of November 2013. The Free State votes in favor of the bill. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Gauteng.
Thank you, Chairperson. The Gauteng Provincial Legislature supports the principle and detail of the bill and therefore votes in favor of the bill. Thank you.
And the issue there, the bottom, which you must respond.
Yes, we will correct it by Thursday when we vote. It will be corrected. The date will be corrected. Thank you.
Okay. Now, KwaZulu-Natal. The vote of the legislature was set on the 7th of November, and we'll just rectify the letter on the number of the bill reprint and at the bottom. The KwaZulu-Natal legislature met today, which was Thursday, the 7th of November 2013, and agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to the National Council of Provinces to support the tourism bill B44D 2012. So I'll ask the legislature just to remove that retreat. Limpopo.
Thank you, Chairperson. The date of the deliberation was on the 8th of October 2013 and they voted in favor of the bill.
Okay. You have yours from Pumalang, Honorable Nyambi. I have something from Pumalang.
I know the position.
You know the position. But, let's give it to Honorable Nyambi. There's no clear mandate there. It's a concern or what have you.
Chairperson, the bill was deliberated on Friday, the 25th of October, in the Northern Cape Provincial Legislature, and the legislature voted in favor of the bill.
Okay, thank you. The Northwest. The bill was deliberated on the 24th of October. The committee concurs with the amendments agreed to on the tourism bill. The committee agrees to the amendments that were agreed to the Select Committee on Trade and International Relations. The Northwest votes in favor of the bill. That is what the Northwest is saying. Veska.
Jefferson, I think we only received the letter. I've no mandate, so that's the fact we haven't got a mandate. Just a letter from the chairperson to say that the mandate, the committee has voted on the final mandate, but you know it has to go through the legislature, and it hasn't. So there's no mandate from the legislature.
Okay, okay, we support that. In essence, seven provinces. voted in favor of the bill. With that, then the Select Committee on Trade and International Relations, having considered the subject of the tourism bill, B 44B, 213 National Assembly, D. National Assembly Section 76 referred to it reports that it has agreed to an amended bill, B44D 2012. So this has been agreed now. Thanks very much to the Department of Tourism. Finally, we have done it, Petra. So the bill has been agreed to. Would want to deal with this thing on Thursday. Whether it is a statement or a debate, we'll see, but we'll waive the 3-day rule. Want to apply, not that we're going to waive, want to apply for the waiver of the 3-day rule. Thanks very much, Department of Tourism. We'll see you when we bring our Christmas presents. Now we'll go to DJI, IP. Let me say this to honorable members. We received a letter from one honorable member of the House of the NCOP with regards to IP raising certain concerns, alleged concerns. And being in a democracy that we are in, we cannot just shut the door. We listen to anyone at any time, and we hear what that person says. This is the democracy that we want. I'm not sure whether... So there are things that are being said in that letter. It will be up to the committee, or sort of. Let me not put the words into the speaker's mouth. I'm not sure whether Honorable Abrams is going to do this. But in future, I want to request this. The letter that we received was from Honorable Lee, who is not a member of this committee. I think, as a suggestion, Honorable Lee should have raised this thing earlier on in the beginning and given the letter to his colleagues so that we don't delay all these things. We don't run through the process, and then at the end of the process, then we get letter. Be that as it may, we are so democratic, we want to listen and hear what is being said. If it is reasonable, we'll accept it. If we feel that it's not reasonable, we will also be democratic. Honorable Abel.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Good morning to all. Yes, I hope that it will be done democratically. Yes, I think everybody's got a copy of the letter, so I'll just refer to certain sections of the letter. The one addressed to Mr. Maslango refers to, in the last paragraph, with the correct version of the bill being deliberated on and distributed in all stages of the process. And attached, it refers to page 8, 28, subsection B, 7, subsection B. Full details of the appointment representative of the indigenous community in whose name the copyright must be. There's a discrepancy if you go to the same unattached bill that the full details of...
Honorable Nyan, just hold on, Honorable Adler.
Sorry, thanks, sir. I don't know, I need guidance. I thought maybe we would start deciding whether we want to take the route we are taking now, subject to correction. There's nothing wrong writing a letter, but Honorable Abrams, as presenting a letter that has been written by Honorable Liz. You had that opportunity and the interaction, and was it supposed to be an issue of Honorable Liz assisting Honorable Abraham to raise whatever, unlike now trying to entertain a letter that has been written by Liz, because I don't think that is in order. So maybe if I can be assisted with that regard, because we'll be setting a wrong precedent in future. We might not be able to sustain what we're doing now. But let's entertain the issue of the letter that is coming from somebody who's not a member. Because if I remember very well, not so long ago, in this very same venue, when we're dealing with another bill we had, just because we decided to entertain people from outside, we had somebody who was a member of parliament in the NA, instead of assisting a member from his party who is a member of this committee coming to make an input here. And you assisted us, Chairperson, by making a ruling, and that assisted us because he was going to set a wrong precedent. So I think we have to entertain the issue of the letter before we can conclude that that's how we have to go about in dealing with it.
Okay, before I turn to the procedural officer, your comment in terms of procedure?
In terms of the way Honorable Liz proceeded, there's nothing incorrect with it. He's complied with Rule 198 of the NCOP rule, which does give him authority as a member to bring in these amendments via the order paper. The Chairperson has merely referred the amendments to the Select Committee for consideration. What the committee has to now do is decide as a collective whether they do want to proceed with these amendments. If they do, I would advise that the legal advisor advise on the legality or the constitutionality of each of the provisions. Based on that, the committee votes again further on each amendment as to whether they want to agree with it or disagree, and we can proceed therefrom.
Honourable Nyambi, I want to give to my learned friends this side. Do you think this is a committee for justice and constitutional development? The legal minds this side. Honourable Nyambi?
I think if I get the response very well, it's really assisting, because the issue is not whether it's a right or wrong to write a letter. That is not an issue. The issue is up to us as members, my interpretation of it, whether we want to engage on what is being presented to us by Honorable Liz. So my argument is that when we started, it's not something that has been parachuted. This bill is not something that it was an overnight issue. We have been engaged throughout, and we are reporting to our caucuses, we are reporting to our colleagues, and if ever there was supposed to be some input, there's nothing wrong. And even the letter, there's nothing wrong with it. But I'm of the view that it's not going to assist us to deliberate on the letter that has been sent to us by Honorable Liz. That's my view about it. So I'm of the view that we can do without entertaining the details of the letter.
Charmaine, your comment here?
Thank you, Chairperson. Does Chairperson want me to start taking you through the proposed amendment? Can I start there?
I'm not sure. That is not what Honorable Nyambi is saying. Honorable Nyambi was saying you would want us not to do them, to entertain the issue, and I was just trying to find out. From the procedural officer, can you do both? Can you do either of the two? Either the committee decides to deal with them, or it can deal with them, and then Charmaine explains the constitutionality of everything and so on. Is that what you're saying?
Chairperson, I would advise that the members, that the advisor go through each proposed amendment, and then members decide as to whether they want to consider it. Because the only two grounds that we may not consider an amendment is that if it changes the classification of the bill or if it renders the bill unconstitutional. So for us to ascertain that, we need to get a further understanding as to whether these provisions are constitutional or not.
Let me go through that route, Honorable Nyambi. just to give Charmaine and then we make a decision. Charmaine?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, most of these amendments proposed are, to some extent, it seems correcting a perceived error. I think that from trade and industry side, they can take the committee through most of these, but I would like to just address the committee on the first one, on page 5, to the reference to the Intellectual Property Laws Amendment Act of 2011. The proposal is to make that 2010. Now, the thing is that an act number is different from a bill number. A bill is assigned a number. It's a procedural aspect. The bill number is assigned on the year that the bill is introduced in Parliament, and then the numbers consequentially as received in Parliament. And that is why the bill is number 2010. But when a bill is passed, that number that is allocated for it to become an act is a total different process. It is something that depends on the date on which the bill is actually passed by Parliament, and then the number is allocated by the presidency. So the number of an act as it is contained in a bill is an administrative issue. It is something that the committee can amend if the committee wishes to do so, but at this stage we will have to make it 2014, because at this, if it is amended now, it will have to be referred back to the National Assembly, who will have to consider it, and they will only be able to consider it next year. I would not recommend that be done by this committee, because as I said, it is an administrative issue. It is something that is determined when the bill is passed. It is not something that affects the substance of the bill at all. It is simply to reflect the correct date on which a bill is passed, and that is done when we do the editing and the translation to send through to the President for assent. As for the other matters, maybe I can just give my overall view. I am of the opinion that it is simply perceived mistakes but not actual errors. Every word that is in this bill actually has a role to play, and it is very important that they are retained. I would not recommend that any of the amendments are accepted, but I think that trade and industry can take the committee through it much better.
My Leonard friend, John.
Good morning to you, Chair, and all the honourable members of this committee. Chair, as you know, I'm always humbly, almost literally, in the hands of this honourable committee. And whenever I speak, I invariably try to put a card before my mouth. If I sometimes fail to do that, I sincerely apologise. Chair, I've got slightly a predicament this morning. One of the honourable members has actually raised the issue as to whether this letter should be entertained by the honourable committee. I will reserve my own personal little stance or opinion as far as that is concerned. I will be guided by you, Mr. Chair. But before we deal with any issue of possible merit when it comes to these proposals, just allow me to say something rather superficially. Chair, I cannot recall a bill that has gone through so many committee meetings in Parliament as this bill. I think the record will reflect that this bill has been subjected to more than 50 parliamentary committee meetings. I do not speak for myself. I'm in a very fortunate position. But I think if I speak on behalf of my colleagues, they will tell you that they've come to a point of saturation for this bill, with all due respect. But saturation here is not the norm. The norm is that we do what we need to do in respect of this bill this morning. All the members are in possession of the letter that has been drafted by the minister and sent to the chair of the NCOP, specifically in response to this letter. The ministerial sentiment expressed in there is rather clear. I think it appears in the very last paragraph of that letter. I will not read it. Chair, but if the decision on your part is that we proceed and we deal with the possible merits of the letter, which, as has been explained, was addressed not even to the chair of this committee.
I know the minister is calling you now.
I sincerely apologize for that.
It was addressed to the Secretary of Parliament and it was then referred to the Minister of Trade and Industry. And allow me just to make the following observation as well, Chair. With all due respect, not a single suggestion in this letter as to possible amendments have been motivated by reasoning. They are simply like naked proposals for certain amendments to be effected to the bill. You have to start reflecting them on the actual text of the bill in order to arrive at the motivation behind these amendments. In saying that, the conclusion on our part is that not a single proposed amendment relates to the referral back of the President of this bill to Parliament. We're not going to do it here this morning in the interest of time, but that presidential referral is available, and it was referred back to Parliament in order to consider specific issues mentioned by the President in respect of that bill. And that, Chair, has been taken care of. What is behind these amendments is to go beyond the presidential ambit and to start entertaining afresh certain considerations of policy that have been thrashed out and dealt with in parliamentary committees. With all due respect, Chair, we do not think that is correct. But you will guide me now, Chair, and we will take it from there.
State Law Advisor.
I'd say I'm in an enviable position here that I have not actually gone through the proposed amendment, Chair, only to say that, Chair, the technical issues that were raised by the Honourable Member, Chair, I think they can be taken care of, Chair, during the administrative process of processing the bill, Chair. Because there are several examples in precedent, Chair, in Parliament, where bill can be, the shorter bill of the bill, for instance, Chair, could be of a particular year. And then when the bill is signed by the President as an act of Parliament, then the year number and the citation in full, Chair, can be changed. Therefore, Chair, I would say, Chair, this is an administrative issue, Chair, the issue of or the technical issue that were raised by the Honourable Member. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, before I came to Honourable Adams, you heard what the procedural officer said. There's nothing wrong with the letter, something has gone through the letter. That's the member's right. It is also the onus rests on the committee just to make a decision. So we don't want to falter on procedure. The letter has come, we've got to give everybody an opportunity, but at the end of the day, it is the committee that has got to decide. Honourable Adams.
Chair, no, thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I want to put it or state that the committee has dealt with the letter, and I want to say that I don't see the merit. There's no merit in this letter. More of a political undercurrent than merit. So I would suggest, Chair, that we reject as a committee, reject this letter, and we carry on with the business. but not to accept this letter and reject it.
Honourable Niambi?
Thanks, Chair. Thank you, Mio, again for being lenient and allowing this process and having people that will give a legal perspective on what we're supposed to do so that we must not flow some processes. But I'm seconding what I said earlier on. By powers vested on us as members of this committee, we are rejecting the letter that we have given.
There is a proposal, there is a counter-seconded. Honourable Abraham, do you want to counter-propose?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I think procedurally, procedure officers say that there is nothing wrong with the letter, so on what grounds do we reject the letter?
She'll respond to that, but I think she was explaining about procedure, that the member had the right to write a letter, not that the letter is something correct or wrong with it. But the procedure. Honourable Sinclair?
Yeah, see, I don't just willy-nilly want to reject the room that's been created to debate the letter, albeit a bit frustrating and albeit a bit late. The reality is that this committee has now invited this correspondence into the committee, and we must deal with the principles that's there. There's a response by the minister that deals with some of the issues. I'm concerned when we speak about political undercurrents. We're all politicians, so when you raise something, you raise it as a politician. And it needn't always be necessary then labeled as political undercurrent. The reality for me is that there's fundamental issues in terms of intellectual property that stands out. The one is the issue about owner and author, which is a fundamental issue. And I don't hear the learned officials pronouncing themselves on that issue. If they can convince us that the text as is now is the right one, then it's fine. The second issue that's raised is the issue about indigenous knowledge relating to copyright and traditional work, which is a fundamental issue. So I share your and the official's anticipation to take this forward, but let's just deal with those two fundamental issues in a thoughtful way, if you like, and then try and get to some conclusion with us. Thank you, Chair.
I very sympathize with you, Honourable Sinclair. In terms of procedure, now there's been a proposal and it has been seconded. If there is another proposal, is that a proposal that we deal with those issues? If it is a proposal, we need a secondment, which would be a counter-proposal.
Yeah. Chair, I'm just pleading with my colleagues to understand the context.
There's
so
no pleading now. It's a proposal.
Yeah, but what they can do is they can withdraw, Chair. what I'm suggesting is, and that's my counter proposal, to say let's deal with those two fundamental issues.
Okay. There's a counter proposal. Is there any seconder?
No.
Yes, I'm seconding. Thank you.
Okay. Two proposals are on the table. We must take one. Honourable Niambi?
Chairperson, I don't want us to play with words.
Mm.
You know, there was a letter, we have a letter in front of us from Honourable Lee that Honourable Abraham presented. And you gave legal people to assist us in terms of interpretation and how are we supposed to follow the letter. And Honourable Sinclair is just being selective. It's picking one part on the response from the minister, and it's not even dealing with the letter that that has been written by Honourable Lees, but it's just picking the part that is talking about the political undercurrent, and on the basis of that, then it's saying no. I've got a counter proposal, and we must consider.
with due respect, when we gave legal people to assist us, the state law advisor even said, when dealing with administrative issues, there is a precedent of how to process them. And we're not saying they can't be processed. And there is a way of processing them. But now, if there are people that have to consider and allow us to move, Honorable Sinclair, you are the one who is supposed to assist us and say we're still in line with what has been explained to us, that we are not just only saying we don't want to do away with what is in front of us, but on the basis of the advice that has been provided, we are still in line, nothing has yet been violated. So that's my submission, that you are the one, before even you can go to vote, to assist us to say, no, I was just being selective when I picked that one part that I raised here so that we can move.
You know, honourable members, let us be procedural. Now, two proposals. In actual fact, that is why we say we are democratic. The letters that we are dealing with is addressed to Advocate Tindela, not to the committee. So we're just being, you know, generous, and we should take note of that Honorable Lees does not respect this committee. He does not think it will be able to deal with it. Secondly, the other letter from the minister is going to the chairperson of the NSOP, not to this committee. So these letters, we just got them just for information, not to discuss. So for us as a committee, this is what we did. Let me inform the committee that there are letters doing the round. Are we in a position to deal with them? If no, that is finished and class. So I will stand by procedure. We've got two proposals. We'll accept that Honorable Sinclair has got a proposal. A very systematic and strategic proposal. And Honorable, there's another proposal. Those then that support Honorable Adams on the proposal. You're counting. Those that support Honorable Sinclair. Okay. So, on the proposal, let me finish this one. On the proposal.
Yeah, but before you conclude on the voting.
No, I don't want to disturb the procedure. You know, the majority is saying we shouldn't deal with this issue. So, we want to deal with this issue. Honorable Sinclair?
Yeah. Chair, other person, which I forgot the name now, also said he's finished and clear now. I don't want to be finished and clear with this thing, Chair. In 5 years, we've never voted in this committee. It's the first time. It's about dealing with issues and raising the uncertainty and dealing with that. And it's not a very complex matter.
That's why
No, no. That's why you must withdraw. That's why I say, just give clarity on two fundamental issues. That can prevent a whole complex nature of this bill eventually being finished and clear, ending up in the Constitutional Court.
There's no. We've done it with the processes now, and we are also not afraid of the Constitutional Court. We'll go there with a big smile. On this bill. So we think we're not going to entertain these things. Procedural officer, we are done with this issue now. In terms of procedure?
Can we please ask the members to vote on the amendment rather than the letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you're talking.
Now you must actually withdraw your... Okay, let's it's starting from page 5. What do members say? Do they accept that? Yes, it will be the same. Anna Ngodi?
the chairperson, the legal advisors, said these issues are basically administrative. Now, I'm afraid you as a committee of come and discuss issues that are administrative on this bill, which means the senior president now that he, even in future, will discuss things that are administrative that will be dealt with by the officials. So in view of the chairperson, I propose that we reject the proposals as advised by the legal advisors that these things are basically administrative.
I hear what you say, Honorable Gruni. They are legal advisors, they are procedural officers. We're going to marry the two. procedural officer is coming back to you. What is being raised by Honorable Gruni?
We have two choices. The members can vote on all the amendments as a whole or go amendment by amendment. The quicker way will be just to vote on all the amendments as a whole, as members have already rejected the letter coming from Honorable Lewis.
Honorable Abram first, then Honorable Adam.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I think the procedural is advised that the letter can be one side in the amendments one side. So let's deal with it that way. And can I propose that we deal with it one at a time, please?
Honorable Adam.
Yeah, point of clarity. What amendments are we talking about? We're talking about amendments of the bill, not amendments to the letter that's been written to Advocate Pindela. In actual fact, we should not have even, in terms of procedure, discussed this. It's not on our agenda. And we did not make provision in terms of the agenda items to discuss this. So we can't discuss this amendment if we reject the letter in a whole. Because we've rejected the letter in a whole. My proposal was that we reject the letter in a whole, so that is with the amendments of the in the letter, and everything changed. So I'm a bit confused that we must discuss amendments of a letter but which we have rejected as a committee.
I was also of that opinion. Legal procedural officer, are you comfortable? Because in essence, members have rejected the letter. So they cannot peek inside and say, this is what we will decide on this and not on that. Are you comfortable? Okay, Honorable Abraham.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I think it's maybe the members don't have the document in front of them. That's the document that...
Which one? Know,
the one that you're reading, page 5, section 8.
They have.
It doesn't sound like Honorable Adams has got it in front of them. You're talking about a letter. No, I'm not there. There's something else. There's the letter in front of them. Maybe they should be...
The letter to Advocate Pindela.
Yeah, that's not
the
letter.
That's the letter.
Huh? What do you have in front of you?
The letter to who?
No, you started off with page 5. That's top page.
Which letter are you talking about?
Honorable Chairperson, the letter is the one that is written to Honorable Pindela, and then there's another one to Honorable Mslangu. That is different. You started off with the same letter. Go to the amendment, page 5.
Yes. The letter to Advocate Pindela. This is the letter that is being rejected. That is the one that is being rejected. That has got all these things on it. Members are saying we can't pick and choose when they have rejected the whole letter. Honorable Abraham.
Honorable Chairperson, any protection from Honorable Nyambi, please? You've got this one because you started off with this saying, let's go to page 5. And that is what the procedural officer is to, and Mr. Martins, if you can just distribute that to. That is it. And I think we are here to discuss if we want to change anything. And we've decided that find the letter one side. And earlier you started off with page 5, and I'd like you to refer to that step, please. Otherwise, if it's administrative, then what are we doing here as a committee if the administration can correct both? Thank you.
I think I need to come up with the ruling. You know, there's a letter written to Advocate Pindela. And this, there's a letter, which is the same, just taken the address of Advocate Pindela
out.
This is the same thing. So the letter that is on 30, we can't even procedurally address this letter because it has got, it's not official, this one. This one, even though we're not supposed, because we saw it was to Advocate Pindela, we just referred to it. So members are rejecting this letter. This is the only official letter that was sent to the institution. This was not sent to the institution. Somebody else's letter. So this is what we are rejecting and want to deal with it. So that's it. Members have rejected to deal with this letter. And also, even though this is a province that actually dealt with these issues and has mandated us, but the procedural officer has said each and every member has got the right to write a letter. All we were supposed to do was for us to meet and see this letter. We had hoped it would have been addressed to the committee. But the letter is there in terms of procedure. We must see it. If we reject it, we reject it. So members have rejected it. So in terms of procedure, we are correct. If they want to take the matter further, they can take it further. Honorable members.
Some members.
I can't hear Honorable Sinclair.
Yeah, just for the record, Chairperson, some members.
You know, you must remember, in terms of democracy, if we take a decision as a majority, we all own up to that decision. You can't take yourself out. We'd want you to be our spokesperson as we move out here and say, we've decided on this. This is what was decided as a committee. Honorable members and officials. Shamara, you are comfortable with procedure?
Yes.
Okay. Honourable members and officials, thanks very much. Thanks for your time. We'll also deal with this issue. We want to push it and fast it as quickly as possible. Also, to the department, would want to do our best on the SEZ deal. Now that Parliament is rising, I know KwaZulu-Natal, we only have one mandate so far. If we get the other mandate, or even next week, we might request for a special meeting from the powers that be. I know KwaZulu-Natal is sitting on the 14th, so maybe other provinces are also sitting, so that we don't wait until early next year. If we can't, we can't. But we're pushing provinces that they bring those mandates so that we finish it. Thanks very much. If we don't see you, you know our offices. You'll see us there. And have a Merry Christmas, as Honorable Adam usually says. Just don't overdo it. Do it over. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.